I think, very disappointing. Not only the significant reduction in the Biodiversity Fund, but also the Carbon Farming Futures Program has been pretty well halved. And these are really important initiatives that were part of what one could call an integrated approach to climate change, because the carbon tax was set higher than the economic levels that are around the world. They've now got to change that, but instead of finding money elsewhere, they're penalising a really important part of the overall sustainability, agriculture, and nature conservation part of our approach to climate change.
Why does it matter? What were the funds in the Biodiversity Fund and the Carbon Farming Futures Program, which haven't been abolished altogether? What were those funds actually being used for?
Well, they were the Biodiversity Fund, for example, was to make some real improvements to the building of landscape carbon, both through improved grazing management, planting trees, revegetating degraded areas, and generally to build environmental resilience. So, really important initiatives. The Carbon Farming Futures initiative was to assist farmers in reducing emissions and also in building landscape carbon and improving their land management techniques.
Despite these cuts, the government and the opposition both say they remain firmly committed to land care and caring for our country as programs, and they're committed to continuing to fund those. Both the government and the opposition say they are committed to the Carbon Farming Initiative, which was basically supported by the Carbon Farming Futures Program, which has seen some cuts. So why do the cuts matter if both government and opposition still remain committed to the fundamental programs?
Well, I think it's because the cuts clearly demonstrate that they don't mean what they say. The both those programs, the Biodiversity Fund and Carbon Farming Futures, are really important initiatives, and the government says that they support them. In fact, the government have only introduced them about 2 years ago, and they're just getting going, making some real change to the way landscapes are managed, and they're cutting them. And the fact that agriculture and the environment a cut every time the government's looking around for some money is really worrying. For example, the drought policy, which was announced a couple of months ago, that money is to come out of caring for our country. Well, drought funding for farming families is really important, but it's certainly more a social welfare issue than it is a landscape management issue. But the landscape management funding has been cut for the drought policy. So I think it's very clearly a sign that they're not really meaning what they're saying about commitment to sustainability, agriculture, or nature conservation.
Are you any more confident about the opposition's commitment to those issues?
Well, we can only hope. The meetings that we've had with the opposition certainly indicate that they are committed. But the meetings with the government say they're committed too. So we really need to see this commitment flowing through to support and action.